Yeah, I'm very honoured. I'll be the second last chair for this term. Like, and as I say, this was part of an all party agreement with the full county council, and that also was part of the MD, where we've divided out the 5 years over five members, so five of us will get the opportunity to be chair Cahirlo of the MD. So I'm delighted today, and obviously congratulating outgoing Cahirlo, Councillor Gerry Crawford, you know, and sort of outline our work that all of us, we work as a team, we have the staff and we have the members, so we'll all do our best. We're working on very tight budgets and very pressing times. We're coming out of COVID. We've still to do with the mica, defective blocks, and we've just a lot of challenges. But we can't be forgetting about housing as well. We have a crisis in housing with so many people waiting on us, like trying to get council houses, trying to get even flats, apartments, private houses, just anywhere at all to get a roof over their heads. And we just need to be working harder. As I said, we need to work harder and smarter to try and do it. We have new challenges. Well, there's no point in looking back, and just need to get on with it. We need to get land. We need to purchase land. We need to start building houses as soon as possible. The other things, we have footpaths, road issues out there, like, you know, but if we work as a team, if everybody works together, leave the politics outside the door. The elections are long over, and just work. You know, we're all local. We all love in our local community. We know what all the challenges are like, so there's nothing new to us. But I do believe we have a good team here, you know, right from the staff that works out in the roads, or the planning staff and everybody else. You know, we work as a team, and I think that's an important thing.
Mm-hmm. And I suppose it is hard to see past mica as one of the biggest issues that you're probably going to have to deal with during the term.
Yeah, and that, as we say, we're calling it mica, defective blocks. There's something new every day. It's not just getting enlarging the whole issue with what's on the blocks and what's coming out of the quarries and what's here, but it's spreading out of Donegal. It's spreading down the country, and every day it just seems to be a nightmare. And you know, we are 100% behind the two committees here within the council and the wider committee as well. Like, we're just 100% behind them, and there's 100% we want. Mm-hmm. Nothing less. We don't want it sort of, don't want them patch or rush anything through. They need to get, in the next couple of weeks, they need to get it right. They need to start the process, but some of these houses cannot wait another winter. And for them that does, I'm glad, delighted today to hear the announcement that there's small grants just to help sort of tide people over, them go through stage one to help them out. Like, but it is the big issue in the county. It's going to cost billions, but it's whatever it takes, it has to be. It's taxpayers' money, and you know, that's what taxpayers' money is for, spending on the public purse. And there's no better, more deserving cause than Mica at the moment for young families and families started up. There's no family in the county that's not been affected by this, you know, and it's onus on all of us. And I do have no doubt from both the members of Donegal County Council, all of them, and all of the staff, that everybody's committed to getting this right and keeping the pressure on government and the department to see if they do deliver.
Mm-hmm. And I suppose this is your third time then in the role, but your fifth time overall, is that correct?
Overall, from the old Lufferston earlier, we started out with Councillor J.J. Reid and former colleague Alice Bonner and that. So now with the new Lufferston area, with my colleagues here. And I look forward to the role. You know, it's basically chairing the meeting and officiating at any functions or presentations like we had today there and that. So it's a great honour, you know, and your colleagues do it. And as I say, we share the role out, and we work together, like, you know what I mean. So it's still shoulders to the wheel all the time.